Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. We are on social media at Grant H. Paulson for me, Twitter and Instagram.
At Funny Danny and Humorous Danny, respectively.
Couple people tweeting us saying that Chiefsaholic is definitely in on the bit. He's got to be. He knows what he's doing. That's a line in The Sandlot. Wendy Peppercorn's up there on the stand. Benny the Jet Rodriguez is, and them are all debating. They're like, you think she knows what she's doing? And she's like putting her sunscreen on. Yeah. And he's like, she knows what she's doing. She knows exactly what she's doing. I think that about Chiefsaholic. Like, you think Alfalfa knows what he's doing? I think he knows exactly what
he's doing. Listen, bro. When you make a statement on my behalf, minimum three, hopefully four or five direct football analogies for what's going on.
We had Adam Peters on the show yesterday. I want to get into what he said about the holdovers. That was something I heard from a lot of people about last night, and I wanted to see how it sat with you. You were our resident Salty Dog Cafe.
That's right.
When it comes to Martin Mayhew still being here, the fact that they retained a bevy of staffers, front office, mostly, a couple of coaches as well. But you asked, like, why keep any of these holdovers? Why not start fresh? You're here because they stunk. Here's what he said.
You referred to them as holdovers. DQ actually had a great thought process with that. And they're not holdovers. They're part of the new staff. And so they're starting over. So whatever, you know, whatever they were doing before, they're part of what we're doing moving forward. So I can tell you, I think we have four coaches from the previous staff, and we have a lot of people in the personnel department, and they're all here because they deserve to be here, because they're really good people and they're really good at what they do. So we're excited as heck to have them and have them be a part of this thing moving forward.
I appreciate his answer. There's no incentive to run anybody under the bus when you've got to deal with these same people. If there was truth serum and a private room and everything was off the record, I'd go, frankly, I don't care as much about the scouts. They're turning in reports. Their scouts, I'm sure, the same as everyone else's scouts, right? The decision makers. The guys that stood up there or sat there and agreed with Ron Rivera and were brought here at the behest of Ron Rivera, even if they're just figureheads, that's the one I can't stomach. I can't. A lot of fans feel as I do, and a lot of fans are like you that just don't care. They don't care at all. Well, that those guys have mostly been sidelined.
You've been demoted.
Yep.
You don't have much responsibility anymore. You should have as many people around you with differing opinions as possible. You don't have to listen to anything that they say. If you want to keep Martin Mayhew around because you want to do the opposite of what he thinks every time, that's okay too. I just think that there's zero harm in him making a lot less money, took a haircut, I'm sure, having a lesser title. You didn't even make him, he didn't go from GM to assistant to the GM. He's like in an advisor role. They're going, hey man, go watch some tape for me on this linebacker. Tell me what you think. And they're putting that in a pile with 10 other sheets of paper from other people in the building and what they think. What's the drawback to that?
At times, it was just him and Adam Peters talking to a coach, deciding who's going to be in charge of the franchise. That's the harm to me.
Well, they hadn't hired Lance Newmark yet.
Yeah.
He was one of the few people that was left in the building at that time.
I don't want him left in the building at that time. That's my point, is the harm is done. He's still here. He's still valued. The idea that he's now like working a post in Antarctica, I think isn't correct. That's our dream, or that's what we're kind of wish casting that. I think they're buddies.
They are buddies. I mean, he'll be in the building. My point is, the people that matter the most in the decision making are all new. It's Peters, it's Newmark, it's Quinn, And I think the scouting department, which are the holdovers, but that's a given because they got to figure out who's good and who isn't. They got to monitor and watch them in the months ahead. But you also just, that's a historical precedent. You can't come in here in January or February, the way the coaching search went for them this year, and blow out a scouting staff that's 80% done with its draft work and the draft. Like on a clock, you know, that starts at midnight, the draft is back at 11:59:59. You're basically at like 8 p.m. at this point of the year of the work that they've put in. So you need them to stand by their reporting and see what's what. So you knew they were going to keep their jobs. We'll see how many of them get replaced. I would imagine Peters has a lot of friends around the business that he'd love to. You saw him if you watch this video that they put out called Commander's Log, which is kind of like their Hard Knocks that they do on their own socials. It's a really, really good episode that the Commanders just put out. Tip of the cap to them, whoever produces and edits that. But Peters was walking around in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. Like, everyone's coming up and dapping him up, like, bro, congrats. Everyone loves him. You don't think that some of these lower-level scouts in these other places that he's been watching players with at random fields all over the country for a bunch of years, he wouldn't want to bring them in and make him his regional guy or whatever?
Yeah, local guy becomes regional guy becomes cross-checker, cross-checker becomes...
That.
Yeah, totally. And so that's why I don't have a problem.
Your main gripe is Mayhew.
That's Mayhew and Herney, the Martys. The guys that only had a gig
now,
because
Herney,
of Ron.
I think, will be in Alaska. I think he's like... in one of those huts in the HBO show, season 3.
True Detective.
True Detective. Which, by the way, have you finished?
I did, yeah.
I'm a couple episodes behind. I'm still catching
up. I'm not saying a word.
It's getting a little weirder than I wanted to. I think you said it wouldn't be too weird for me.
It's not too weird for you.
It's getting weirder.
Right, that's on you, because it's not that weird. It's like it's night for months at a time, and there's nothing but snow, and it's pretty dreary. Not much going on.
That's fine.
So
I don't have any problem with
people's
that.
Minds wander a little bit up there, is what I'd say.
Is that what's happening, you think?
I'm not spoiling anything for you. Okay. I'm just telling you.
It's just getting a little bit like, you know, is there a ghost? And, you know, what planet's he from?
You remember season one?
What about the alien?
Remember season one? There was a spaghetti monster, and there's all sorts of stuff that was wild and crazy.
It's a good point. I haven't given it up.
You know Carcosa? Like, you mean this, like, overgrown area of brush and vegetation.
But point is, Marty's in Alaska. I don't like Mayhew's going to be here. By the way, I don't think this is like finishing out his contract. I'll bet you he's here for the long term.
Oh yeah, and this is my point. He shouldn't be. Like, seems like a nice guy. Played here. I have nothing against him personally. I agree with Coach. Coach is absolutely right. I agree with Coach. Coach is right.
And those were all
No. Gone instantly. The first day I could shut off his access, I do it. I can't have it. I can't have it. I can't have the guy that high-fived everybody when they got Emmanuel Forbes when he fell to them, which would have been true at round 2 probably, maybe round 3. Who knows? I can't have that guy still having any influence other than is the tea hot enough? Like, I just can't stand it. It makes my blood boil. We're so close. We're so close to not being a joke. We're so close to being right. We're so close to just doing the things that are smart and reasonable. So many guys that have made bad decisions in previous regimes have been let go. Just let him go. Let him go somewhere else. He could do that. He could make bad decisions somewhere else. He can never get a GM job again anywhere else in this league. He could be the assistant to the assistant regional manager for the traveling secretary and put the Yankees at that Radisson like George Costanza did one time.
But he'd get this job that he has in several places probably.
Let him do that then. Write him a nice recommendation.
I'm just saying his previous job he should not have had. That has been proven. That's not like me now being rude and having an opinion that isn't fair. He was not good enough at it. He no longer has it. Like that's very. They went and got Adam Peters not because he was awesome. They didn't fire Ron Rivera and go, Martin Mayhew's going to run the search because he's a great GM. He's got a new job that he is qualified for and can probably do, which is help your friend, who's now the general manager, occasionally, you know, do some...
scribble some reports down.
Organizing.
I just bet you there's another guy that could do it too, who doesn't have the track record here of being wrong on everything. I bet you somebody else could write a report about a linebacker from Kent State. I bet you somebody else could tell me if the guard is okay from Wisconsin.
What'd you guys think of Adam Peters' answer when Danny asked him yesterday, why are Mayhew and some of the Rivera-era guys still here rather than just cleaning house? G&D on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.